Okay, so let's get started here. Just to put everything in context. So we yesterday started the sugya of Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle, and in the middle of developing two different mahalachim in terms of what exactly is the nature of the psul. The first mahalach we call the Nispashta mahalach, again based on the lashon of the Baal Mor, which says that the chiddush of Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle is that the psul of the Karav Apostle extends to all the other edim in the kal. This is in contrast to the second mahalach, which we're calling the all or nothing mahalach, which is saying no, not that the psul extends to all other edim. It's rather a din that the only time we're going to accept the edus of a kat is if every single kat, in that kat is kosher, all or nothing. But if you don't have all the edim kosher in the kat, then we're not going to accept any of that kat. So we're in the middle of developing, and the biggest nafka mina between these two mahalchim is whether the psul of Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle is going to be limited to psuli haguf, right? When the psul is it has a chalos, has a certain status, right? Because if you say it's based on nispashta isura, so the only thing that can be extended, carried over from one aid to another aid, is the chalos, is the status, is the psul haguf. So the first mahalch is going to limit, right, is going to limit Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle to psuli haguf, which are statuses, which can be carried over. Masha Enkein, if there are other psulim, which are due to chasha sheker, or due to other types of psulim, which are not psuli haguf, so then it's not going to be carried over. Masha Enkein, the second malach, which says it's all about all or nothing, so that applies in all cases. Because as long as not every single aid in the kat, lemaisa is koshal edus, so you're not going to be able to accept the edus from this kat. So let's just chaz over. So in terms of the first mahalach, in terms of nispashta yisura, again, who was the rishon, who's even the lashon itself, was mashma, that the mechanics are through nispashta? Exactly, Baal Mor. Baal Mor explained in the famous Yerushalmi, about, right, kasav kol nechasav l'shnei b'nei adam, right, korolim zeh, rechokim lezeh. Oh, so that was this, again, the Baal Mor is, even the lashon, clearly adopts the nispashta approach. But then we went on to other rishonim, who don't say it, don't formulate, the din of Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle in this way, but from the fact that they are not willing to apply Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle by non-psulei guf, again, that is going to indicate that they also adopt this approach. So the first example of that was, who was it? Rashi, in which sugya? Exactly, Sanhedrin Memal of Amad Beis. So the sugya there is talking about, what's the case? You have three edim, two of them say everything is good, right, say if do everything right. What's the third? On a chakira, exactly. On a chakira. So the case is of any yodea. So this third aid doesn't have a psul guf, but it says any yodea, which we know ends up according to Maskan the Gemara is a psul of iata yochol lazima. Right, lemaisa, you can't be mazimim. So it's a psul that this aid is iata yochol lazima. So Rashi, right, when the Gemara there explains what would be the basis of posseling this kat, it says, oh, just like Rabbi Akiva. So the pashtus is that, what is that Rabbi Akiva referring to? What's Rabbi Akiva's did in our Mishnah?
The pashtus is that it's referring to what he says.
What does Rabbi Akiva say?
What he says, that
which is Nimsa.
It's Nimsa that they're all honest.
Right, Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle. So the pashtus is that, right, it's referring to Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle, but yet Rashi goes out of his way and say, don't take the Gemara kapashtus. Rather, what is it referring to, Eli?
Rabbi Shimon
Zid of Achia Zimu Es Kulan. So we pointed out, why would Rashi go against the pashtus? It seems like Rashi say no, because Nimsa Echa Meam Karav Apostle is working with Dinus Pashta. It's limited, therefore, to Psul Haguf. There it's not going to apply to the case of Enyodea, which is not a Psul Haguf. That's Raya, so again, with the Baal Mor, in terms of the explicit, Rayas. And then from the implicit, from the Dinim, not from the Lashon, you have Rashi. The other, the next Raya is the Rambam. Right, the Rambam, Paskins, right? The Rambam in Beis Gimel, in Hilchas Edus Beis Gimel, Paskins, at this case where you have two Edim, which are totally fine, and the third Ed says, Eni Yodea, the Rambam seems to the Paskin against the Gemara and says, totally kosher, it's totally fine. So one of the questions is, how does the Rambam going to contend with Nimsa Echad Meam Karav Apostle? So one mahalach is exactly, the Rambam's like Rashi, that Rambam holds that Nimsa Echad Meam Karav Apostle is limited to Psule Aguf, and therefore it's not going to apply this case of any of them. So that's one mahalach, according to that Mahalach, right, the Rambam, like Rashi, is a raya to this idea, to this yisod of this Pashta. But we point out the Me'iri and the Pnei Yoshua give an alternative Mahalach. Right, Yosef, what is the alternative explanation of the Me'iri and Pnei Yoshua as to why the Rambam doesn't apply Nimsach HaMem Kar of Apostle to the case of En Yudaya? Exactly. So it says in the Me'iri and Pnei Yoshua, when you say any Yodea to one of the Chakiros, it's as if you didn't, it's completely incomplete Eidus, right? It's incomplete Eidus, so you lack a shame aid, it lacks shame Eidus, and therefore Memela, once the any Yodea lacks a shame aid, he's not part of the Kat, Memela, there's no Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, because he's not part of the Kat. So that's the Yesod of the Me'iri and the Pnei Yoshua, that any Yodea lacks a shame aid. Here's why I'm doing this. I'd like to now look at a couple, this yisod, where what seems to be a psul is really not a psul eidos, but it's really rather a lack of a shame aid. That yisod that the Me'iri and the Pnei Yoshua apply to their context of Enyodea. I'd like to now just spend a couple minutes in developing, I guess, other evidence for this idea that what seems to be a psul is really due to lack of a shame aid. Now this is going to take us to the very important Shachar Torah and Vav Amud Aleph in our Gemara, which is going to be important for other reasons as well. So let's go to where this is the Harug Yatzil Shachar Torah. Okay, Mordechai, would you mind? So again, there's a little Jerusalem issues with the Pashtus. This Shachar Torah is going on Rabbi Yossi, right? Rabbi Yossi, who applies Nimtzach HaMem Karav Apostle Dafka to Dinin Nefashos, and it doesn't seem to require Hasra, so therefore the Gemara is going to say, oh, I have a couple of problems with that.
I'm related to Pablo. I'm the Harug Yatzil.
What's the kasha?
So that the haro, the guy getting killed, should save
by triggering.
Should save the nidam because.
Exactly that, right? The haruk should trigger nimsa echad meyam karav upasol, and basically saying every case of ritzicha, right? So how can the Torah be mechayev misa for case of ritzicha every time the haruk is going to trigger nimsa echad meyam karav upasol? We're going to get to in a couple minutes, so the different shitas in the Rishonim in terms of what exactly is the nature of this psul. But for now, we're going to hold off on that. We just want to get to the maskan. Let's see the shachar tari. So Gemara answers, kishahar gumei acharav. So what's the case where there's a gumei achiyav misa? The haruk, technically, he didn't see it. So therefore, it sounds like in a chanami, the haruk would pasul, would trigger nimsa echad, mam karav pasul, but technically, he didn't see it.
Nirbi answer.
The same thing by Arayos. How can we mechayev misa for Arayos? The nirva in every single case is going to trigger nimsa echa meam karav apostle. Right, the nirva didn't see. Oh. This is much harder because you can't say that the horig and the roveya didn't see. So in every case of ritzicha, every case of a Arayos is going to be a roveya and a horig who obviously witnessed the maisa bia / ritzicha. That's a good kasha. Until. So what's this maskana? The pasuk, right? Again, is the same pasuk in the context of nimsa echa mehem karav apostle. Says yakum davar, right? That this is limited, right? Nimsa echa mehem karav apostle is limited to yakum davar, referring to mekayme davar hakasim davar, referring to who?
Edom that aren't part of the case.
Exactly, edom could be mekayim the case la afuke. Exactly. To lafuke a bal damer. So, right. So Rashi, if you look at Rashi, dira maschu yakum davar.
That's the haikra. She asan the kulam kishnai. It's written in the pasuk.
So again, who is being referred to? Who becomes part of the kat? Davka the edim.
Avalah ba'osei hadavar.
But the bal davar again sounds like is not an eid. So again, the Pashas in Rashi, it's not as explicit as in the Ravidus, we'll see in just a moment, but the Pashas, again, of the Gemara and Rashi, is that this Drasha is establishing a fundamental difference between Bali Dover and Edom, and that Bali Dover aren't Edom, and therefore are not subject to Nimsa Echad Mehan Karav Upasal. We're going to see the Ravid, if everyone can turn to the Rush for the moment. The Ravid, in a very famous piece, because it affects a lot of different sugyas, is going to explicate this mahalach that the drasha in this maskana is establishing this yisod that a baldover is not an aid, And that a baldover lacks a shame aid. Not that a baldover is a puzzle aid, like the Gemara thought in the Havim. You know that, oh, baldover, you're a puzzle aidus. You're a karov. So trigger nimsa echamer mehen karov a puzzle. Kamash flam, that a baldover lacks a shame aid. So let's just see how the Ravid is going to say this. Shmuel, do you see it? So again, this is a very famous Rush. The Rush in Perek Aleph, right? Simon Yud Gimel. Again, this is very famous because it's the sugya of Pagino Dibura, Pagino Nehmanas. The Gemara, so the Rush is going to quote this Ravid, explaining why it is that Pagino Dibura / Pagino Nehmanas doesn't apply in many cases that you ordinarily would expect it to. So, oh, Shmuel, do you see where the Ramas says about Ravid Zal Kasav? Says the Rav, any time you have a psul karov, then that's going to trigger a batla mitzasa batla kula, and you're not going to have pagina dibur. Basically, in the big scheme of things, there's this clash. On the one hand, you have batla mitzasa batla kula, which says that if part of the edus is bad, the entire edus is bad. But yeah, you also have a klal, a pagina dibur, which is, no, don't worry, you just split the edus in half. So the big question that we've shown him is that when do you say which one? So the Ravid is going to go on the side of, really, almost in all cases, when there's a clash between batla mitzasa batla kula and pagina dibur, really batla mitzasa batla kula wins out. Right? And we're going to see, because he's going to have a severe limitation of when pagina dibur applies. Oh. Continue, Shmuel. The Hala Palag. So Alma. Right, exactly. So you see from there, right, this the psul of right nimsach amem berem karav apostle establishes that any time that either one aid or he's extending or a part of the edus is puzzle, we extend that psul and we ignore pagina edusa. Well, now the question is, but what do you mean? There are certain cases, like in Sanhedrin, who's about to quote, where pagina dibura does apply. Oh, so what is he going to do with that? Hada amar. Right in the sugya of Ploni Ravani Leritzoni, where we say, oh, you don't say that the psul on Ritzoni is going to say batla mitzasa batla kula. There we say, oh, pagina dibur, we're going to accept the Ploni Rava part, but not the Ritzoni. Oh, didn't we just say that batla mitzasa batla kula applies in all cases and overrides pagina dibura? Oh, why is that different? Hi, new. Hey, Mason Matsma Rasha. Hi, Nidavka. Oh, this is the key. A pagina dibur is limited to a psul baldover of Adam Karav Etzel Atma, where it's not a psul edus. If it was a psul edus, batla mitzasa batla kula. But no, it's that, right? Because you made a lot of in the edus klal, there is no shame edus on that part at all. Ella kimi. Right, it's as if you didn't say anything. Right, when it comes to yourself, you're not an aid puzzle to thereby trigger bat mitzasa bat lakula. You're not, it's as if it doesn't register. There's no shame aidos at all. And oh, and where does he come? Where does he get this from? Vidamya. So, and where does that come from? Our maskana. So it's very clear from this rabbi that his pshat in the maskana is that the drasha mekayim midaber, akasim midaber, establishes that shem edus doesn't extend, doesn't carry over to a baldaver. A baldaver lacks a shame aid, and that's why the Ravid in this context explains that pagina dibura, which really for the Ravid is not really an independent mechanism. Right? There's no idea, according to the Ravid, of actually splitting a dibur, splitting nehmanus. It's rather just a totsah of there not being a shame edus on part of the statement. Once it's adam karav etzel atzmo, there's no shame edus on part of your statement. Memela, it gets split. But it's not that it's like an independent mechanism of pagina dibura. Pagina dibura is just is a description of the result of there not being a shame edus on part of what you said. So I'm just trying to show that this yisod of the Me'iri, the Pnei Yeshua, where sometimes a psul, which looks like a psul, is really a lack of Shem Eidus, this really comes from the Gemara and Davav, as interpreted but Pashas by Rashi, but much more clearly by the Ravid, as establishing that by a psul bal davar is not a psul Eidus, but it's rather lack of Shem Eidus at all. And just to note, the Me'iri and the Pnei Yeshua take this like a couple steps further. Right, because it's much easier to say this idea of lack of Shem Eidus by Baal Davar. Because the Baal Davar, the Svara is very pashut. Right, in the Beis Din, you have the Dayanim, you have Eidim, and you have Baal Davar, three different parties. And you can say, if you're part of the Baal Davar category, you're not part of the Eidim category. That's, you know, a chiddush, but, you know, mistaber. But for the Me'iri and the Pnei Yeshua to take this three steps further, whatever you want to call it, whatever number you want to put on it, is a much better chiddush to say that because they didn't answer a chakira, because their eidus is incomplete, to say that the fact that it's incomplete is mafkia, the Shem eidus, and the entire eidus, that's already a much bigger drum. It's important, they say it, but it's just important to know that while there is a raya to this yisod in the context of Baal Davar, their extension of it is a chiddush. Okay, so Adkan, that yisod of lack of Shem Eidus. So now getting back again to big picture, we're in the middle of developing, right, the first approach of Nispashta. So you had the Baal HaMor said it explicitly. We had Rashi and Sanhedrin by not applying Nimsa Echamem Karav Apostle to the Ein Yodea case. We had the Rambam, perhaps, right, one explanation of the Rambam for why he doesn't apply Nimsa Echamem Karav Apostle to the Ein Yodea case. Point of the alternative. Now there's one more shita, which I think points in the direction of Nispashta. And that is one day in the Tosos in Sanhedrin, Laman Aleph Amun Aleph. So everyone who has the Sanhedrin, well, we're going to be quoting Sanhedrin a lot, you have a Sanhedrin, the Siga and Laman Aleph Amun Aleph, is in the context of the Machlokis between Beit Shammai, and I'm going a little out of order, right at these towards the bottom, hopefully you guys got to it. This is machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel when you have a hachasha between individual edim within a kat or between different kitei edim about whether the halva at hand was a mana or masayim. So it's in that context. So let's see. Did you get to it? No, you didn't get to it. You also did you get to it? No. Did you get to it? Okay, Ellen. So take it slow so that everyone can understand the case. Is it Laman Aleph? Laman Aleph, starting with Ditanya.
Yeah,
Amar Reb Shimon ben Elazar.
Yeah.
So what's the case? So you have one cot saying
200
zuz in the halva. The other cot says it's
100.
100 zuz. No, there's no achasha here. Everyone agrees that in that case, since they both agree about the 100, about the mana, so we can go ahead with the mana. And there's no achasha here. So what's the case? Where you have one aid saying Masayim, one aid saying Mana. See, here's Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel.
Beis
Shammai Omrim.
Right,
so Beis Shammai would say that's not good either. There's this Hachasha between the 100 and the 200. Beis Hillel says no. We just focus on the 100, and there's overlap, so we can have Eidus there. So Tosos and Dir Masel Shebeit Shammai is going to ask, wait a second. Let's focus on Beit Shammai for a second. All right, so Tosos here is going to ask on Beit Shammai. So Beit Shammai, who says there is Hachasha, when you're dealing with in one cot, one aid saying 200, the other aid saying 100, sorry, 200 and 100, that's Hachasha. So Tosos is going to say, so according to you, Beit Shammai, that 200 versus 100 is Hachasha. So back to the first case, where one cot is saying 200, the other cot is saying 100. Why doesn't Beit Shammai, asks Tosfos, apply Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle? At the end of the day, you know, Mimanav Shach, one of these two Kitei Edim are lying, right? If you consider it to be Hachasha, so one of these two Kitei Edim, so two of the four Edim, have a Psul Hachasha. So why, asks Tosos, don't we apply Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle? You have a group of four Edim. Don't tell me, oh, you at least have two good ones, because we know two of them are Psulim, so then you should have the Psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Is that a hand there? Oh. So Tosos asks that question. We're only going to get to the first answer for today. So just see the Tomer. So if you have hachasha between within a kat, you should have hachasha between two kita edim to say nimsa achad mehem karva pasul here. Oh, so the first day is very important for our purposes.
Oh,
very important limitation. Says Tosos, the psul of Nimsa Achad Mehem Karav Apostle only applies when this psul is Yadua. What does that mean?
It's like a psul, not
just a chash. It's not psul vaday versus psul savik.
No, I mean chash sheker versus psul. Like,
that's not what he's saying. I don't think that's what he's saying. What do you think it is? What does psul yadua mean?
We know that we can identify this person.
Oh, psul yadua is you know which one, which edim are pasul. So psul yadua mean it is known which edim are pasul. So meaning, because in this case, you know for sure that two out of the four are pasul mishum chashash. No, are pasul mishum. You can say even have psul rasha of edim sheker, because you know that two out of the four lied in court. Right? So you know for sure there's a psula goof to two out of the four of them. So, but yet Tosa says, so even though you know that for sure two out of the four edim here have a psula goof, we don't apply nimsa chamem karav pasul, because you don't know which edim have that psula. You know that one of the kita edim are lying, but you don't know which one. So the big question is, on Tosa, why does this matter? As long as you know that within this kant of four edim, that two of them have a psula guf, it's a classic case of nimsa echad mehem karav pasul. In fact, you don't know which one that matters. Oh. So if you take the approach of all or nothing, this question is very strong, because at the yisod of nimsa echad mehem karav pasul is that you can never accept a kat of edim, you know, unless the entire kat is kosher. So in this case, where you know for sure, bevados, that not the entire kat is kosher, for sure you should have nimsa chamem karav pasul. So it seems like this daya, at least, in Tosos, seems to be adopting the nispashta approach, with an additional assumption, and that is that the avort of nispashta, you're going to carry over this psua guf from one aid, or from certain edim to the rest of the kat, that's only when there's a certain standing to that psul, because we can point to it and we know exactly where it is. But once it's in a yadua, once you don't know where it is, so then it's not going to have that same koach, that same standing to be nispashed up throughout the kat. So again, it's still a chiddush, but I think it is right. It's nitan to be sent. So again, within the all or nothing approach, I don't think the possibility, I don't think you can even say this try at all. But within Nispashta, it's an open question. Are you going to say that, oh, Nispashta, as long as you know that there's a psul here? Or no, if Nispashta is this idea that the psul is staring us in the face within the kat, and therefore it's staring us in the face, it therefore is able to be Nispashate throughout, maybe that only applies when it's staring us in the face, and we can point to it, and we know exactly where it is, it's Yadua. But once it's in a Yadua, and therefore we can't even point our finger at it, so then the psul itself has less standing, has less koach to be in a spa shape throughout the kat. Yes, Eitan.
Porter is saying that it's not spasha because they all agree on what's so are we not concerned that somebody knows?
Meaning Beit Shammai says it is a chasha. Meaning we're saying Beit Shammai says, meaning Beit Hillel is not machshiv 100 versus 200 as a chasha. So he's fine. We're saying Beit Shammai, who does think that 200 versus 100 is a chasha, so why is he only have a problem with that within a kat? Asks Tosos. Even though you for sure have two edim, which are fine, at the end of the day, this is a kat of four edim. That's the assumption of Tosos. The other answers of Tosos are going to negate that assumption. But assuming in the question, it is a kat of four edim, so two out of the four are definitely have a psul rasha of giving edim to sheker. Lower the price.
Meaning, if you have two edim to come in and they say, well, no, it actually wasn't 100, it was 50. So they say, okay, well, everyone agrees on 50, so now you guys want to try to pay 50.
what's stopping 200 Eden from coming in?
I'm saying generally Eden tell the truth.
Right, but isn't, if we already know that, that we, within this case there are liars, right? We know that, that someone harming us. So isn't it by us accepting that we're condoning this reason? So we're leaving it open for people to now come and say no, it was less.
I'm not sure. I have to think about that. I'm not sure.
Maybe explain again why the fact that it's we know who it is make it any stronger of a soul.
Yeah. So again, did anybody get to the Gemara Ksubas Kol Kavu? Yeah. So I was bringing that because there are riots in other contexts where when a psul or a din is about not being able to ignore something. Right. So then, just because you know it's there, is not going to have the same koach as being able to, you know exactly where it is. As you have in the context of Kol Kavu Kanechsa Mechsa Dami, and you'll see the Ritva maybe at a later point, the Ritva there has, as you saw, the Kol Kavu Kanechsa Mechsa Dami, which says basically that a mute, right, in the Rupa de Isaban, cannot be ignored in the case of Kavua, that's only when you know exactly where it is. But just because you know within this Tarobes there is some type of mute, then we can't ignore it. So you see this, you saw it in other contexts, that when a particular din is about not being able to ignore something, it's like in our face, then you sometimes only say that when you know exactly where it is, and it doesn't suffice to know that it's there without knowing exactly where it is. So you're saying the same thing here. The idea of the spashta is that once there is a psul within this cot, just the presence of that psul within that cot, you know, taints the entire cot. And therefore says nispashta, everyone has that psul, that only is going to apply according to this chiddush of this day, when you know exactly where it is. Because once you yadua, you know exactly which eid is psul, so then we say, oh, that psul is going to taint the entire kind, and we're going to say nispashta, it's as if everyone has that psul. But it once, yes, I know that one or two or the four, but I can't look at any person say you are for sure the psul, so that already takes away from like, oh, the presence of the psul within the cot, to therefore, oh, now it's as if in the that everyone has it. Again, if you have a chance to, you know, look at the Zugyan and Ksuba says above and look at the Ritzvah there, I think you'll be able to, like, you know, better appreciate that you see this, it's a chiddush, but you see this concept in other realms of halacha where if it's when the din is about, oh, ignoring a certain factor, and it's like, oh, we can't ignore it because it's staring us in the face. The idea of, oh, it's staring us in the face is only going to apply when we know exactly, you know, where it's yadua, where that soul is.
Why would this not work for the other approach, though?
Because the other idea is that, is a din, that you're only going, it's not about, oh, there's the koach of this soul, which is going to then nispashi to everyone else. It's just a din that you can't accept a kat unless everyone is kosher. And therefore, in this case, where you know that everyone's not kosher, that should suffice by Lamaisa knowing that not everybody is by kosher. It's only within a spashta approach, which is about, oh, the presence of that psul within the cot taints the entire cot, and therefore we're going to extend that psul to everyone else, where you can say, oh, maybe that's only when we know exactly where that psul is.
Unless you say that those are them saying that we know for sure that, like, we know for sure that someone in this cot is definitely...
Again, I would say, within the Nispashta approach, you could for sure apply it in the case of any Yadua. I'm just saying, the Chiddush to not apply Nimsa Echanam Mam Karav Apostle when it's any Yadua, I think that Chiddush can only be said within the Nispashta approach. You know what I'm saying? It's one direction. You could say the Nispashta approach even by any Yadua,
yeah,
but I'm saying, I don't
no,
think...
No, I'm saying, even in the
all or nothing?
Yeah.
I think because the focus...
If the existence of gossip is just, you need to know that one person in this cast...
But again, because if you think that the vort of Nimzach HaMemem Kar of Apostles is like, oh, you need like 100% kashrus, so then as long as you don't have 100% kashrus, you don't have 100% kashrus. It doesn't sound like, oh, there would be a value or, you know, to knowing where it is. You know it's not 100% kashrus. It's only once within the spashta approach that the focus is on, oh, you have a psul here, which now carries over to everyone else. Maybe that's only when it ends up being the yadua. Okay. So now let's go to develop the second mahalach. The second mahalach we call the all or nothing mahalach, which basically says that as long as you don't have 100% kashrus, as long as not every single aid in the cot is kosher, so then we can't accept the entire cot. That's hence all or nothing, right? That's what we're going to develop right now. And again, the best, as we pointed out before, the best highlight of the second Mahalach are going to be the Shitos in the Rishonim who are willing to apply Nimsa Echad Mam Karav Apostol to Nam Psuli Haguf, to cases where you don't have a Chalos to a Psula Guf, to a Sadis, which, right? And yet we say, oh, we can still trigger the Din of Nimsa Echad Mam Karav Apostol. That sounds like it's saying it's not about Nispash and extending a certain status. It's just all or nothing. You need 100% kashrus, or you have nothing. So the first, and we're going to see, there are going to be Bali Tosas throughout Shas in four different places who seem to adopt this approach. So again, the key, right, this, I would say the biggest proponent of this all or nothing mahalach is going to be the Bali Tosas. The first example of the Bali Tosas is in that sugya in Sanhedrin Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So again, remember, in contrast to Rashi, who said that the, when we say, oh, the psul is because of Rabbi Akiva, right? Rashi says, oh, the Rabbi Akiva is really referring to Rabbi Shimon's din of Achyazima is Kulan. But what, again, Meir, what does Tosos say there?
Tosos says that, what do you mean? What do you mean? If you're quoting Rabbi Akiva, then you should be quoting
Rabbi Akiva's din of...
Oh,
so Tosos, Mem Aleph Amud Beis, Dir Masl Kaman, right, clearly says that the psul of Nimsa Echad Meam Karav Apostle, right, even is triggered by the psul of Eni Yodea. In the case where the third aid says Eni Yodea, even though we pointed out that's not a psul aguf, the Gemara makes it very clear that's just a lack of Eidush Ata Yochel Azima. It's a psul of Eidush Ata Yochel Azima, right, which according to some is just a chashash shaker. And even if you think it's a fundamental psul, it's not a psul aguf, it's a fundamental psul in the Eidush. That this Eidush, we can't be, you can say it's not a psul in the guf ha'eid, it's rather a psul in the Kabbalah's Eidush. You can't be makabal Eidush, which is Ata Yochel Azima. And yet the fact that Tosos is willing to apply Nimsa Chameh Karav Apostle to the Psul of Eni Yodea, even though it's not a Psul of Guf, is Raya number one that the Bali Tosos, you know, think that it's about all or nothing. It's not about extending certain status. It's rather you need complete kashrus, all or nothing. And therefore, Lemaisa, this third aid, is not kosher, right? Is not providing kosher edus. It's edus shiat yachol azima. So Nimsa Chameh Karav Apostle is going to be triggered according to Tosos. So that's Raya number one. In fact, the Tosas in Sanhedrin is willing to apply Nimsa Chameh Karav Apostle to the Psul of Eni Yodea, despite it not being a Psul Haguf. Good. So now let's get back to Tosos on Arasugya, Davav Mel. So everyone can turn back to Arasugya. Avidan, do you have it?
Yeah.
So we're going to see, referencing back to that Shach Batar that we read before, right? And then in the beginning, the Gemara says, Harug Yatzil, and then it says, Nirva Yatzil. So now the Rishonim are going to be bothered by, it's clear that we think that the Harug, right, the Nerag, and the Nirva are some type of Psul. But what Psul is the Gemara assuming they are, which in the Havamina is going to trigger the Psul, the Din of Nimtza Echad Meham Karuv Upasal. So let's see Dir Maschel El Meata, starting with Harug Yatzil. So Dir Maschel El Meata? What? Tosos. Yeah. So Tosos Dir Maschel El Meata Harug Yatzil. Okay, so the first daya, which doesn't help us so much, is that there's a psul bal gavur, and the Havamina, this is some type of formal psul. So this doesn't tell us much because this is a formal psul in the Havamina, and of course a formal psul aguf is going to carry over. So the raya is not from the first daya, raya is from the second daya. Oh, so according to the second daya in this Tosos, what is the psul of a harug? Sone. Okay. So we see this idea of a sone. We're going to see in a moment that the psul of a sone is not a formal psul aguf. What is, if again, Akiva has to ask you, what is the basis of psul sone? Chashash sheker. We'll prove that in just a moment, looking at the Mishnah and the Gemara. But again, we're going to see that the psul of sone is a chashash sheker, yet this second daya says that psul of chashash sheker is enough to trigger nimsa echad meham karav upasal. So you have the second daya of Tosos here, right, when explaining Harug Yatzil. But we're going to see this in the next Tosos, at least the first daya, that as Sone also being pshat not only in Harug Yatzil, but also in Nirva Yatzil. Avidan, go for it.
Oh.
So says the first daya in Tosos, that what's pshat in nirva? That the nirva, this person is being, right? Nirva.
He hates the person.
Hates the person being roveya him. Because assuming that it's a case of ones. Right? Assuming that the case is ones. So you can say, there's a psul of sona here. So here you have the second daya of Tosas by Harag Yatzil. And the first daya in the context of nirva Yatzil, say the psul of sona triggers nimsa achad mehem karov upasal. In addition to these balai Tosas, you also have another daya in Tosas in Yevamos saying this. So Tosas Yevamos Chav Hei Amar Aleph. Anyone have Yevamos? Akiva? So again, Tosas in Yevamos Chav Hei Amar Aleph. Ziramas Huva Acher Mitzar from Hargo. So we're going to see the first daya of, it's called Rabbeinu Chaim, is also going to say that this is Pshat.
Make sure Rabbeinu Chaim is up there by Halakha. Haru v'nirva Yasil. Mashma the Haru
So again, it's the first daya, the daya of Rabbeinu Chaim in Tosos Yevamos, also clearly assumes, like these dayos, that the pshat in Harag Yatzil and Nirva Yatzil is the psul of Sone, and yet, right, and they obviously, all these dayos hold that the psul of Sone triggers Nimsach HaMehem Karav Upasal. And the reason why that's significant, as Akiva told us, is because if you look at a Gemara in Sanhedrin, anyone has that, right? Sanhedrin starting off again. What's the first, right? What's the where's the makor? You have it. What's the makor that there's a psul edus of sone? The Mishnah on Chavzayin Amabes. There you have it.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Mishnah Chavzayin Amabes, so now we're looking from the Mishnah and the Gemara. Can we figure out what is the nature of the psul? Because once we see that these deos and tosos think that the psul of sone triggers nimsach hamehem karav upasal, if we want to know the implication of that application, we want to know, so what's the nature of the psul of sone? So the Mishnah groups it along slide. See ahui.
Yeah.
So both an Oev, someone who's very close to the Nidon, and someone who hates the Nidon, right, they're both going to be Psulim Le'edos.
Oev Zeh Shoshivinu.
Right, so one of the best man, right, the guy who's hanging around with him during his Shabbat Brachos.
Shone Koshalo Diverimo Shoshiyam.
Be'eva. Right, so you're brogus, right, you're upset, you won't talk to the person for 3 days, so that is Sone. That's just the gather of what constitutes Sone and Oev. But now we're going to see a little bit of indication in terms of what is the nature of this psul. So ironically, right, the second Tana who's rejecting this psul, right, says what? Lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. Says don't pasul. But how does he say don't pasul? He doesn't say, oh, you don't have exeris akasid for this. He says what? Right. Lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. What's the connotation? What? Yeah, meaning you don't have to be choshed. There's no chashash sheker in these cases. Implying that at least according to the second daya, that what's the basis of the psul here? It's chashash sheker. So if you stopped here, you could say, oh, but maybe that's an akudas machokis. Maybe the Tanakama, who holds of the psul, thinks it's more formal. And it's Dafka, the second daya, who's rejecting it, who says it's just mishim chashash sheker. So you don't have a raya muchachas from the Mishnah itself that the Tanakama, who holds of the psul, thinks it's Mishim Chashash Sheker. But there's a Gemara. And the Gemara Chavtes, right, a couple of days later, right, Sanhedrin Chavtes and Aleph, you see Elisvaru,
Oyev, my time, huh? Mishim de Merchaka Daite,
Oyev. Daite, because there's a distance between them. Right, and Oyev Nami, Mekar Daite, because they're too close. I.e., what's the issue?
Bias.
Exactly, it's a bias. It's a chashash sheker. So you see from the, again, mashma from the Mishnah, but mukrach from the Gemara, that the psul of sone is mishum chashash sheker. And so what's coming out of these balitosos, that all these deos who say that the pshat in a harig yatzil, a nirva yatzil, is mishum sone, they're obviously willing to apply nimsem karav upasal even to chashash sheker. Even though it doesn't make sense to carry over a chashash sheker, there's no status of chashash sheker. It's a chashash sheker. right? You can't carry that over within the spashta approach. So if you think that the psul sone, which is mishum chashash sheker, is triggering nimsach amem karav apostle, you clearly are right. Tosfos l'shitasam are thinking that nimsach amem karav apostle is not about nispashta, about carrying over of that a formal psul agup. It's rather all or nothing. And lamaisa, the sone is not kosher l'edus. So one member of the kot is not kosher l'edus. All or nothing dictates. Therefore, you can't accept the entire kot. And it's important that even though Tosfos, right, in many of these cases, rejects this pshat, rejects sone, but very important, they don't reject sone based on this fundamental point by saying, oh, because psul sone can't trigger nimsach amem karav apostle. They don't say that. They're just saying that let's say, the nirva or the haruk are perhaps, they're not subject to the psul of sone. So it's very important, even while the Balei Tosfos, many Balei Tosfos reject this pshat, you always have to figure out why they're rejecting the pshat. They're not rejecting it by saying, oh, because the lumdus of nimsach amem karav apostle can't be triggered by a chashash sheker of sone. No, they're just saying it happens to be that the psul of sone doesn't apply for sure to the case of nirva, and perhaps even in the case of haruk. But fundamentally, even those deos which reject it, right, accept the underlying assumption that even a chashash sheker could trigger the din of nimsa echad mehem karav upasim. Now moving on to another application in the Balei Tosfos. Again, going back to that Tosfos in Yevamos, I think Akiva was reading it. So we're going to see after the Tosfos rejects the psul sone, you know, dea, it says, no, it can't be that the harug and the nirva are actually subject to the psul sone. So Tosfos quotes the re, again, there's the Tosfos in Yevamos, chaf heyom abeis. See it, Akiva? See the top line, this is the harug nami. Is the top line on Tosfos Chafei Yom Beis is going to offer an alternative to what is the pshat in Harug Yatzil, which is also going to become important. So what's the Reish pshat? Reish pshat says the Harug being Yatzil is not midin sone, it's rather midin what? Trefa. So what does that mean? Because
I guess the truth may not understand it. Battery killed it.
Or in the process of being killed. Exactly. It sounds like the haruk, during the process of his little gory, but let's say when the knife or whatever is entering his body, he becomes a trefa, but yet at that point he's still alive and therefore can still see what's going on. It seems like that's the assumption.
You don't really want to say that, though. Then you're being very tenuous. You can concoct the case very easily. You can die immediately. Our better said it was that, you know, like in the moment, right before.
Right before, because he's omid lakach.
Yeah.
Okay. So either because he's omid lakach, or because it's in the process, that I'm not sure about. Either way, that, I guess, the application of trefas is not our sugya, in the sense of, you know, when is the psul trefa? Is like the moment before, and he's when the bolt's in the air, because he's destined to be shot, or no, when the bullet just enters his body, whatever the precise moment of time that it becomes a trefa, and that he's still, you know, being an aide, still witnessing, you know, the hariga, or his own hariga. So the reassumes that the haruk is a trefa, and for our purposes, the big assumption is that the psul of trefa triggers the din of nimsa echad mehem karov upasal. Right? Before we analyze that, not only do you have this in the re in Tosfos Yevamos, where else do you have this?
Mordechai.
What?
Mordechai.
Yeah, exactly. Mordechai b'shem the Riva. So again, Riva, also one of the Balei Tosfos. So the Mordechai also quotes Riva as saying this. Eitan, do you have the... It's on the Makormus itself. Alright, so the Riva is saying, so what's the pshat in Harug Yatzil?
That he's killed, not because of any, not because he's
Karov, I'm assuming that's the Karov is a reference to Baldavar. Right? Because at least when the Havamina, that the again, it is within the Havamina that the psul baldavar is a psul edus. right? And therefore, some even Rashi himself says in the Havamina, it's the psul kurva because the phrase Adam Karo Beitzel Atzmo could be understood at least in the Havamina as yeah, it's a form of psul kurva. He says, no, don't say that Pshat is psul kurva even in the Havamina. So yeah, and again, so both Tosas and Yevamos and the Bali Tosas according to the Mordechai, the Riva, assume that the psul of Trefa is going to trigger Nimsa Achad Mehem Kar of a Pasul. The question is, why is that significant? Because what is the nature of the psul Trefa? What? Exactly, it's Edus Shi'i Atayachol Lazim. Right? If you go back to Gemara and Sanhedrin, which we've seen in the past, are the Gemara Sanhedrin Ayin Ches Amin Aleph. Right, Eli, you're the Sanhedrin guy for now. Again, we've seen this in different contexts. But when Rav Ashi says, Afilu Ede Trefa.
Rav Ashi Yama, nope.
First words on the line is Rav Ashi Yama.
Yeah, Rav Ashi Yama, Afilu Ede Trefa, Shizbu in Hargin, the Kish, Inam, Zom, Zom.
So what's pshat there? Why are Ede Trefa themselves, right? What do you mean? They're killing, right? The Nidon is a regular, you know, regular person. So why is the Ede Trefa not subject to Hazama?
Because their Zomim can't get Hazama.
Exactly, because their Zomim, their Mazimim, are being Mazim, a Gavra Katila. A Gavra Katila, a Trefa. So therefore, their Mazimim are not subject to Hazama themselves. This idea of Enon, Rabbi Zomim, Zomim. Therefore, Rav Ashi says, that renders the Edus of the Ede Trefa to be Edus, Shi'iata Yachol Lahazima. So again, an Edus Shi'ata Yachol Azim is not a Psu HaGuf, right? Either, as we discussed in past year, the lumdas of Edus Shi'ata Yachol Azim is a Chasha Sheker, right? And therefore, oh, there's a Chasha Sheker because they're not held accountable. So that's for sure, if it's a Chasha Sheker, is an example of a non Psu HaGuf. And even as I said before, even if it's a, oh, there's a Gzeres HaKasa of Kasher Zama, that every Edus needs to be, you know, Nitan La Zama, that's still a din in the, not a psu haguf in the eid, that's a din in the be makabal the edus, right? You can't, it's like a psu hagada, that on the hagada's edus, which is iyata yachol lazima, we're not going to be makabal that edus. There's no psu haguf, there's no status, there's no chalos on the eid, which can be carried over. So yet the re, in Tosas Yevamos, and the reva, in the Mordechai and Sanhedrin, say that the psu of trefa can trigger Nimsach Amem Karav Apostle. Again, Tosas Lishitasu in all these places saying that Nimsach Amem Karav Apostle is not a Din in Espashta, which is about carrying over a formal Psul HaGuf. It's rather all or nothing. And as long as there is any Psul, be it Chasha Sheker, be it Eidu Shiyata Yechol Azima, be it any Yodet, whatever the Pshat is, all or nothing, therefore Nimsach Amem is going to apply. Yeah, Pentas.
Why does that explain why even those days that say that Trefa works as a psul? Why do they avoid
when you say
this curve?
You're saying stop. Why does he say La Mishum Kurva? You're saying just stop, but why are they rejecting that Havamina? Because maybe they don't think that there's a concept of being Karov Eitzel Atzmo in the literal sense. And the psul of, you know, of Kurva, Moshe and Aaron, is limited to actual Krovim. This idea of Karov Eitzel Atzmo, that's not to be taken literally, that's, you can be Karov to yourself. Maybe it's like a din in psul Kurva, perhaps. Perhaps. Akiva? Oh. Yes?
Or couldn't they also say that even in the Havamina, you couldn't say Karov Eitzel Atzmo, because Karov Eitzel Atzmo is just Islam, it's not considered Eidos, it's not a psul.
Oh, the question is, that's Pashas is the Maskana.
The Maskana is that
the Kaim
Davar isn't considered
a... The Ravid's idea of, oh, Baal Davar is not a Shem Eid, that's the Drasha in the Maskana.
Right, so meaning, and the reason why they also couldn't use the Gemara is because even in the Havamina, Gemara was obviously under the impression that Karav Eitzel Atzmo is just not considered an Eid. So therefore, it's not a soul. That's why it's not available to use as
the soul. So what's the transition between the Havamina and the Maskana?
What's
the Maskana then being Mechadish?
No, the Maskana still is being Mechadish, the fact.
Anything to do with a Baldavar is Begavra, is not a Shem Eid. Is that what you're trying to say? Okay. But the Havamina is maybe just the Psul Kurva. Okay. You're saying just...
No, I mean, that's why they're saying that the Havamina is not talking about a Psul Kurva.
Okay.
Because if even in your Havmina, you said that so if
you're maybe, saying that there was never an assumption that Karav Eitzel Atzmo meant a Pusel Eitzel.
Right.
Okay. Fine.
You need to go from soul to no Eitzel.
Okay, good. So we had basically Bali Tosas in four different places, right? We had the Bali Tosas in Sanhedrin in terms of applying Nimsa Echa Mem Karav Apostle to any Odea. We had the Bali Tosas applying Nimsa Echa Mem Karav Apostle to a Sone, both for the Harug Yatzil and the Nirva Yatzil. And then we had the Bali Tosas applying Nimsa Echa Mem Karav Apostle to a Psul Trefa, right? Assuming that the Harug Yatzil is Midin Trefa. And all those are examples of non-formal Psulei Guf triggering Nimsech and Karav Pasul. So that's in terms of the Bali Tosas. There's one Achron who also spells out this analysis. First has a suffix about whether you're going to apply Nimsech and Karav Pasul to a Chashash Sheker, and then Lamaskana, actually Raya from Tosos, says, oh, you see Lamaskana, that Nimsech and Karav Pasul even applies to Chashash Sheker. Who is this Achron? Grusri. This is very, very important to see. And beautiful.
Mordechai also holds
it
all or nothing.
Yeah, exactly. The Mordechai. I was grouping the Mordechai B'Shem the Riva within the Bali Tosas, because the Riva is one of the Bali Tosas. So the Gurus are reading again. Heyam and Beis. Dira Maskel Af Gimel. Right. Af Shlosha. Where is this? Yeah. Anybody? Have anybody who hasn't read Akiva Finkelstein? Do you have it? Af Gimel Nimtzach Amem Karav Apostle Edusim Betela. Which is beautiful. The Gurus is going to spell out a lot of this analysis. Not fully. Yeah. So, because he's about to say that a psula vera is mishum chashash sheker, right? So he's saying, oh, it's unclear just from the Mishnah, which says nimzach and karav apostle. So karav is clearly karav, but apostle is pretty vague. What type of apostle are we talking about? Is it dafka? So, you know, he doesn't use this terminology. But is dafka a psula guf, like Isha and Evan, or even a psula vera, which he's going to say, according to certain shittos, is a chashash sheker, according to him. That's about to say, well, psula vera.
Yeah, all
right, so Rava limits the psula rasha dafka to an avera b'teyavon. Why is that? Aflagav. Right, from a Chumra Avera standpoint, it doesn't make any sense. Because Lahachas is obviously much worse when you're doing it for, like, you know, theological purposes. And Te'avon, you're just a Baal Taiva. So why in the world would Rava Dafka be posel to Te'avon? So it's Dafka, someone who's willing to give in to an Avera Mishum Hana. So why is Mishum Hachi? So if you're a Baal Taiva who's willing to give into your Taivos to eat non-kosher, you're also probably going to be willing to give into your Taivos, your monetary Taivos, via your Sheker. Right, so you say, oh, so therefore the suffix is. Are you going to even apply Nimsa Chad Mem Karav Apostle to such a case where it's not a psul guf, right? It's just a chashash sheker. And now he's going to add, not only is it not a formal psul guf, he also has v'ilu haya. Right, he would totally fine if you could remove the chashash sheker, he'd be totally fine. So there you're not going to carry over, since it's not a psul, you're not going to carry over chashash sheker. And he's saying it for sure, because the ha. So he's saying, if anything, if it's just a chashash sheker, you have two other edim who are saying the same thing. So if anything, that removes the chashash sheker. So he's saying, not only from the standpoint of you can't carry it over, but he's saying, if anything, if there's an influence, it would be in the opposite direction, that the ksherim are going to highlight that maybe this guy, there is no chashash sheker here at all. So that's the suffix of the Gevurah Sari. Again, we're just, you know, explain. The Gevurah Sari is just raising the suffix, not explaining what are the different mahalchim to the nature of to Nimsach and Karav Apostle, which would explain why or why not. He's just saying it's unclear. And then Lamaskana. All right, short on time. What's the last year of Moscow? Is the Miu Yesh Lahavi Raya? So basically, the long paragraph, he says, oh, What's the what can we bring a raya from? The fact that Tosfos applies Nimsa Chamem Karv Apostle, in which case? In the case in Sanhedrin of Eni Yodea, the Gevura Sari says, oh, the fact that Tosfos says that even the case of Eni Yodea triggers Nimsa Chamem Karv Apostle, he says, Eni Yodea, that's a psul of Eidash Yatziyach Olazima, which the Gevura Sari says, that's just Mishim Chashash Sheker. He says, oh, you see, we have a precedent in Tosfos that that even a chashash sheker is going to trigger nimtzach amen karov upasal. So the verse 3 spells out the suffix, and then is lamaskana agrees with Tosfos that chashash sheker does trigger it. So according to our lamdas, it would seem that the verse 3 lamaskana is adopting the all or nothing approach and not the nispashta approach. So Ankan is our discussion in terms of the nature of nimtzach amen karov upasal. One mahalach being nispashta, other mahalach being all or nothing. So I just quickly, in the last 2 or 3 minutes that we have, start the next part of the sugya, which we're going to continue tomorrow, which is the question of the scope of the din. Which realms of halacha does the psul of nimsa echamam karvu pasul apply to? So big machlokas already starts in the Mishnah. So Pinchas, would you mind? See the top of Vav Amud Aleph. But the machlok is between Rav Yossi and Rabbi.
I'm Rav Yossi, and when do we say that?
This psul of Nimsa.
Only for the Nefashis, but the Mamanis, to Skyim at Edis Bashar. Then we say that you use the rest of the Edis. Rabbi Omer, Echad the Mamanis, Echad the Nefashis.
So stop there. So Rabbi says applies to both. So now what we have to do, we have to analyze each of these shitos, right? So again, so mahalach number one of Rabbi Yossi is that nimsach amem karav upasal is limited to the realm of dinei nefashos. So first, right, the first, you know, makor for that is Rabbi Yossi, on the realm of the Tanayim. Right, Rabbi Yossi limits nimsach amem karav upasal to nefashos, but you also have the Amorayim. You also have Shmuel towards the bottom of the Amud. Amri Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Halacha Rabbi Yossi. So not only does Rabbi Yossi say this, but Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Shmuel, also paskins to limit Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle to the realm of Dine Nefashos. But the big question that we're going to have to discuss is why? What is the basis of this limitation? Why is it that the psul of Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle, according to Rabbi Yossi and Shmuel, is limited to the realm of Dine Nefashos? So we're going to see a fundamental machlokas in the Rishonim in terms of what is the basis of this. So for today, we'll just go for Rashi. Tomorrow, we'll start analyzing Tosfos more in full. But what is, in the title, do you see the top Rashi on the Amud? Right? Let's ensure it. We don't have so much time. Gzeiros HaKasav of what? Vitzilu Ha'eda. So it says Rashi, the pshat in Rabbi Yossi and in Rabbi Yehuda is Vitzilu Ha'eda, which basically, very important, says, sounds according to Rashi, there's no fundamental difference between the Eidus in Dine Nefashos and the Eidus in Dine Mamonos. So that fundamentally one Eidus is subject to Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle, the other one isn't. It's just the Totsah. That, right, the idea of Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle is that because what we're daf going to say Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle in the realm of Nefashos because we want to get to the result of saving the Nidon and potentially saving the Eidim themselves. So according to Rashi and others, we'll see tomorrow, with Dap Vitzilu Eidah, no explanation, right, they're saying there's no fundamental difference between Eidus Mamonos and Eidus Nefashos, which accounts for why Nimsach HaMem Karav Apostle only applies to Nefashos. It's a Dap Vitzilu Eidah. They're more apt, right? We're more apt to Apostle Eidus in the realm of Nefashos, because when we Apostle Eidus in the realm of Nefashos, you end up saving the Nidon Vitzilu Eidah. So according to Rashi and others, that's the only difference. But we're going to see tomorrow that some Rishonim agree with Rashi. There can be other deos, you know, in the Rishonim that say, no, there might be a fundamental difference between Nefashos and Mamonos, and we're going to have to explore that. Stop here.